Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Werner Braun, who's president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Werner, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I've been traveling a lot. Been up at NeoCon, and so I just got back and wanted to talk to you. We hadn't caught up in a while and see what all you're working on. One of the things that I thought might be an interesting topic was to talk about the whole Carpet and Rug Institute's seal of approval, the testing that you put together, and maybe get into some details around that. Does that sound like a good topic for today?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. It really is our flagship program.
Yeah, and basically what it does is you have a system that's a quantitative system for measuring the effectiveness of the equipment that's used to clean carpet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So give us a little background about how it came about to develop this program.
Well, yeah, Kemp, the bottom line is when we started surveying customers to see what their issues were with carpet, one of the number one issue everybody had was cleaning and maintenance. And as we got out and started looking at what was available in terms of testing and certifying both cleaning chemicals and all kinds of cleaning equipment, we found there was nothing available out there. So we decided, hey, you know, we're going to go out and develop some tests, some protocols to determine, you know, what vacuum cleaners work, what extractors work, what deep cleaning systems work, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you, it's been very, very gratifying to see the improvement that has occurred with respect to vacuum cleaners, deep cleaning systems, and chemicals over the 7 or 8 years that we have been in this effort. I'll give you an example. When we first started testing vacuum cleaners, vacuum cleaner manufacturers struggled to remove 35% of the soil. Today, we had to add a bronze, silver, and gold level to vacuum cleaners just to be able to have categorization of the improvement. And the same thing is true with deep cleaning systems. When we first started, the benchmark for extractors was 50%. Today, we have a platinum level that requires 90% or greater removal of soil from the carpet. That is completely attributable to the fact that if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. Today, we can measure it, and the manufacturers are improving it.
Well, and as this testing process evolved, you actually got NASA involved, and they actually helped you develop a system for that improved the whole testing process, didn't it?
That is absolutely correct, and they have worked hand in glove with us and including Georgia Tech, by the way, if I might add. Mm-hmm. They both Georgia Tech and NASA worked hand in glove with us to develop XRF testing. The problem with extractors is that and deep cleaning systems, there's generally a lot of water or other vehicle compound in there that is used to remove the soil. And you may have a few grams of soil and several pounds of water. And so the XRF was, for the first time, allowed us to really quantitatively measure soil removal. So NASA was a huge help in helping us get this testing protocol designed.
And actually, when you worked with NASA, how was it that you were able to prove that testing process they came up with was actually a real-world test?
Well, let me talk about both vacuum cleaners and deep cleaning systems. In the vacuum cleaner case, what we went back and did before we converted over to XRF testing from gravimetric or weighing the amount of soil removed, we actually went back and got 40 vacuum cleaners, and we tested them both using the old gravimetric methodology and the new XRF technology, and we found that there was correlation between the two. So, you know, that really helped us with our level of confidence that indeed they were representative. Very recently, we also did a very similar sort of thing on deep cleaning systems, Kemp. What we did through the help of one of our vacuum cleaner manufacturers who were in the SOA program, we collected vacuum cleaner bags from all across the United States. Now, I'm telling you what, those are representative of all the soils that are, at least the loose soils that are available in this country. We then did a comparison study where we actually used a deep cleaning system and we measured the amount of soil that was removed gravimetrically. We flashed off all the water and then all we had left was the particulate soil. We then did it using the XRF method and found correlation between the two. So I am absolutely perfectly convinced, as is the cleaning and maintenance issues management team, that this technology is accurate and is representative of the real world.
Okay. So basically, in the end, what you're saying is that since you've come up with this testing system, the performance of the equipment that's used to clean carpet has actually improved over time.
I would say dramatically, absolutely dramatically. And again, just to restate, I mean, when you look at deep cleaning systems, you know, the original threshold for getting in the seal of approval program was that you had to remove more than 50% of the soil. Today, because the manufacturers have had the benefit of using XRF to improve the performance of their products, we have added a platinum level that has a threshold of 90% soil removal. That's dramatic. And the ultimate beneficiary of this will be the consumer, because they will have a much better cleaning experience when they use seal of approval cleaning chemicals and equipment.
And if somebody's interested in buying a vacuum cleaner and they want to see whether it's passed the test, is there an area with your website where you go and list all the equipment that's passed the test?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Camp. You go to carpet-rug.org, and on the home page or landing page, you'll see the seal of approval logo. You click that, and that'll take you there. It's not hard to find.
Okay. So, I mean, when you start thinking about the CRI and the whole fact-based validity of what you do, you're out there involved with lobbying, but one of the key things that you do is make sure that carpet is a great flooring surface and that the equipment that's used to clean it works, and therefore it improves the whole experience around having carpet as a flooring surface. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, as everything we do is directed toward helping the customer be more satisfied with their carpet. Mm-hmm. That is our mission in life. Whether that be related to cleaning and maintenance or volatile organics or whatever it is, you know, we are customer advocates. And if the customer has an issue with carpet, we try to go out and address that. So ultimately, the customer is more satisfied with their carpet. And when it's time to replace their flooring surface, they'll pick carpet.
Well, I got to say, you're doing a pretty good job, because unlike most developed countries, in the United States, you find that carpet still has over 50% of all the surface out there that's covered. And unlike in other developed countries, you see more wood and more ceramic tile, which are all good surfaces, but carpet holds a lion's share in this country, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and we've been very gratified that we've actually seen about 1.5% growth during these economic times, Kemp, and we believe that's a representation of the value of soft floor covering in the American home.
Okay. Werner, good talk to you. It's been a little while. I've been talking to Werner Braun, who's president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.